You've looked at the pros and cons of fixed rate and variable rate mortgages, the two basic categories of mortgage products. And you've looked at discount mortgages too. There are, though, further options you may be able to take advantage of to ensure the mortgage you choose meets your needs. Offset mortgages are interesting. If you have surplus cash, say in your current account or your savings account, you can move that to the mortgage lender and it's deducted from the amount you owe on your mortgage before the monthly mortgage interest is worked out. So if the interest rate received on the savings account is lower than that charged on the mortgage, which typically it is, this can be a good deal. In effect, your savings are earning interest at the mortgage rate. Usually, you can still draw your savings out, for example, for a holiday or life's uncertainties. Then, of course, the interest charge on the mortgage goes up as you're offsetting less of the debt. The interest rate on an offset mortgage is usually a bit higher than other lenders would charge. Whether it's a good deal really depends on the amount of savings you can offset. You might want to consider a flexible mortgage. A variable rate mortgage is where you can choose to vary your monthly payments and sometimes borrow back money you've already paid off. Obviously, being able to reduce your payments could be useful if you're going through a tough time financially, but flexibility is good the other way too. Most mortgages these days let you pay off extra if you want to. That means you pay off your mortgage faster and pay less interest in total. However, some people worry that, with the freedom to reduce payments in bad times, they won't push their payments back up enough in the good times. Like when you're on holiday, you don't want to go back to work. With a fixed or variable rate mortgage, you pay whatever the lender tells you to pay each month. And that inflexibility is sometimes helpful if you want to be disciplined about repaying. And one other thing you need to check, is your mortgage portable? This means if you sell up and move to a new property that you are buying, you can take your existing mortgage with you to help finance your new purchase. This makes that next purchase simpler, although note that you may need a top-up of an additional mortgage to meet the asking price. By contrast, if your mortgage is not portable, you would have to repay the existing mortgage on your current property and obtain an entirely new mortgage to enable you to complete on your new home, which may mean you need to pay the early repayment charge to get out of the mortgage.